Welcome to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Dr. Coben is an author, columnist, financial planner, and international lecturer. He holds a PhD degree in public policy, MA degrees in economics and business economics, and is a graduate of Reformed Bible College. Dr. Coben is an outspoken critic of public schools, government regulation, the IRS, paper money, welfare, and abortion. An evangelical Christian and the father of six homeschooled children, Dr. Coben is applauded by listeners across America and around the world as a champion of liberty, limited government, free markets, and peace. Now let's join Dr. Coben with Christian Worldview.
And we welcome you to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben this 25th day of October 2005. Glad you've joined us. Hope we make your day a little brighter. Hope we make you think a little more deeply, a little better today. That's the point of Christian Worldview. That's the point of the Tyranny Response Network. We are a network unlike other networks. This is not blather. This may be something about the news, but it may be a different side of things regarding the news. It's a little bit different all the way around, and we're here to not only entertain, we're here to inform and to teach, to promote Christ and a Christian worldview today. But before we do that, let's go ahead and take a look at the weather.
Right now in Greenville-Spartanburg, it's 39 degrees. Downtown's 38 degrees. Anderson, 45 degrees. Today, partly cloudy. Highs in the upper 50s. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts of wind up to 25 miles per hour. And here is a quote from Aesop. We hang the petty thieves and appoint the great ones to public office.
Yes, indeed, we do. We do. In fact, I think we have more than petty thieves here in office today. This isn't just about a George Bush bashing show, folks, although it seems to me that there's a lot of talk about some indictments going around against this president with Karl Rove and some other revelations coming out. He may well be a criminal. And there may be certainly a traitor for lying to the American people and going to war, taking American lives based on a personal vendetta or the vendetta of against his dad and things that were never even true to begin with. It'd be interesting to see what happens to old George Bush. What it'll also be interesting to see is how sadly, at any rate, many of the neocons that we know in the area will just be standing up for him. Just standing up to say George Bush is really our great guy, really a good man, blah, 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 blah. You know, he's trying hard, after all. We don't think so. We think there's always been something more sinister involved. Well, yesterday, as you noticed, about 7:55 in the morning when we were listening, when the Christian Worldview show was on, there was some sort of an explosion outside. In fact, we were all cocked and locked. Remember our we were doing the slide, and you could hear the AR-15s being prepared, as well as the Walther P-99. We had some other handguns and so forth. We were going to make sure that all the people here were ready to roll. And then all of a sudden, this transformer blows up, and we heard it blow up. The power went out, and for some reason, it knocked us out for the rest of the show. So, under the providence of God, our Christian Worldview show ended about 25 minutes after it started yesterday. In case you were wondering what happened, that was what happened. And later on in the day, of course, it was all repaired and came back together. And we are back here this morning. Glad we can be here, as we said. Well, let's start this morning right away with an email. This came in from Chuck, and it says, "Hi, John. You read a press release the other day for the book Confessions of a Tax Collector by Richard Yancey. It sounded interesting, so I read it. The book tells the personal story of one man's career in the IRS as a revenue officer, meaning that he collected taxes already assessed. He did not decide the amount of tax. He also did not study the law much, as you might expect, leaning instead on published and taught procedures. For a Christian, this book requires a strong stomach as he reports on the abundant profanity, innuendo, and perversion both inside the service and among its clients. Much of the story consists of individual scenes where something amusing or interesting happens, mostly in the nature of inter-office politics and personal relationships, or at least interactions. A patriot looking for deep understanding of the U.S. or the IRS view of patriots or the tax honesty movement will be disappointed. Victories are recounted when he seizes assets and the patriot, illegal tax protester to the service, folds upon losing something held dear. Less is made of the defeats that happen, not because the Patriot is right, but because the Patriot has managed to leave no foothold for collection, having all assets either hidden or encumbered by debt. If you enjoy Dilbert as I do, you may enjoy this book as a more serious yet often funny account of the bizarre things that people do and how amazingly vile they can be toward one another. You'll meet some characters with admirable ability, such as his last manager, a woman with great people skills and very fair to her people. Most of the characters are indeed characters. Chuck. Very good. Well, that was some time ago we mentioned that. I appreciate you grabbing that book, Chuck, and having a read at it. It's nice to get these kinds of summaries, because obviously we all can't read everything, and especially when we find books that might be of interest and one person can read it and then report on it, sure makes it helpful and interesting to other people. So that sounds like an interesting book, looking at the inside lives of some of these people that run the IRS agency. You got to be a different kind of person, you know, to be a revenue agent, it would seem to me, or especially working that level of the IRS. You've really got to be something peculiar. It's the same thing with perhaps even being in other professions that are evil, whether it be like a kiddie pornographer or something really bad like an abortion so-called doctor. Can you imagine going in every day after seeing the feet and the hands and everything else just come out and be sliced up and just gruesomely be slaughtered, and go, you know, be able to go to bed at night and think it was nothing that you've done? I mean, it must be, you have to not only have a seared conscience, you must be totally debauched and debased in your mind to be able to kill somebody else just brutally and innocently and enjoy it. I mean, we know there are people out there like that. We know that there are criminals that have done that sort of thing. And here, you know, you have to be pretty hardened to go after and innocent life, and even to be an IRS agent to go and attack other people and actually enjoy taking away their possessions and ruining their lives. This is always because, well, it's the law and we're just upholding the law and what the state tells us to do, and feeling righteous about it, and actually enjoying seeing them fall. Sad. You have to be a real diabolical character to do that. Somebody asked me once, can you be a Christian and be an IRS agent? I don't think so. I'm willing to be corrected on this, folks, but I don't think you can be a saved individual and either be anything evil, whether it be a kiddie pornographer, a gangster, an abortion doctor, or an IRS agent. It's just you're doing something that is just wicked and sinister when you stoop to that level. I'm talking about these people that specifically I go about like this fellow did in the book that Chuck mentioned. I just don't think you can be that way and be square with God. Here's an article that was sent, I believe it was by Charles, on Christian wimps. This is Joseph Farah's article, Between the Lines. Now, Joseph Farah was this former Republican that saw the light, repented of voting for George Bush, the sin of doing so, and said, you know, better next time we're going to change. So Joseph Farah, of course, it's pretty easy after he's been elected twice to repent, and we can see that sadly, because next time he can make the same mistake again, and then, you know, with some other buffoon candidate, and you know, get the same kind of problems and continue in the Republican Party line, and then still get ruined. But he was pretty good last time we read Joseph Farah. Here's what he says about Christian wimps on WorldNet Daily. Is it ever right for Christians to inflict cruel and degrading treatment on suspected terrorist detainees? That's the question asked in Christianity Today commentary by Gary A. Hagen, the president of International Justice Mission, which bills itself as a human rights agency that rescues victims of illegal detention, sexual exploitation, slavery, and oppression around the world. And Hagen does more than ask the question, he answers it too. We read credible reports, some FBI agents, that prisoners have been stripped naked, sexually humiliated, chained to the floor, and left to defecate on themselves, he writes. These and other practices like waterboarding, in which a detainee is made to feel as if he is being drowned, or may not meet the technical definition of torture, but no one denies that these practices are cruel, inhumane, and degrading. Let me introduce myself. I, Joseph Farah, hereby deny that these practices are cruel and inhuman. I would suggest that in wartime conditions, the interrogation of prisoners who may have information that could save the lives of millions may by necessity involve such practices. For a man of God to suggest these practices are human is surprising. Humans have been doing this and much worse to each other since the beginning of time. The Bible suggests that such behavior is just what we would expect from fallen human beings. Cruelty, which is more cruel, a few hours of degradation for a terrorist or annihilation of a million Americans because we did not coerce information from him about a nuclear weapon planted in American city. Think about it. Well, I am thinking about it, and I think Farah, whatever his name guy is, yeah, Farah is wrong. I think this is an incorrect Christian worldview. First of all, there is no way that you can justify evil and aggression to anyone, period. I don't care if they're detained or otherwise. You cannot justify cruelty in a biblical sense from a Christian perspective. I'm not saying that he's wrong about the fact that these things have been going on for a time out of mind, and they have been. Torture is not something that's new. People have been torturing others for a long, long time, of course. That doesn't make it right to do so. And the presupposition that unless we torture and treat people cruelly, we're going to have all sorts of other problems is fallacious logic. There's a bumper sticker that we had yesterday out at the Americans for Constitutional Government meeting that said, why doesn't anyone ever attack Switzerland? Because Switzerland does not attack anybody. That's why they don't have problems, and the reason we have people wanting to bomb us and attack us and so forth is because we aggress other nations. It's not, and we don't need to sort of solve that by torturing people or treating them inhumanely. There's no way, and like he says, the man of God has suggested that practices are human is surprising. It's not surprising. We don't see the apostles or anyone else in the scriptures advocating inhumane treatment of anyone. The only time we see inhumane treatment is when something like Herod is walking about and chopping off the head of John the Baptist, or the wicked, perverted people of Israel are sawing in two Isaiah the prophet, or, treating Jeremiah and Baruch cruelly because of their evil or wicked ways. Same thing with Joseph in Egypt. I mean, this cruelty is not a Christian virtue, people. It is not. Self-defense is a Christian virtue. That is something that we can do because we want to be peacemakers in the world. But being cruel to other people and torturing them, there is no way you can find that in the Bible. So this Joseph Farah guy, although he came around on some things last time we read him, has certainly jumped off the deep end here, and as far as I'm concerned, is doing and saying the wrong thing. He says, well-meaning Christians have to understand fighting this kind of plague often requires getting one's hands dirty. It's a messy business. It's not pretty. War is ugly. It's on a church picnic. Oh, please. Yeah, well, you can be that way in church, but sometimes we just have to be ugly, mean, rude, scoundrels, bad people. It's not appropriate, people. It's not right. We don't have to behave that way. There are other ways that you can avoid these kinds of things from coming around our country and to scare going away. And one way is, the easy way is just not to to aggress other people. All right, well, let me have time for one quick ad here, I think. Let's go and talk about the Times Examiner before we go to the break. Well, let's just talk about the events, first of all. Remember, the events calendar at tyrannyresponse.com. Events calendar is on tyrannyresponse.com, tyrannyresponse.net. The Greenville County Libertarian Party meeting will be held at the downtown location, 8 o'clock, on Wednesday night, tomorrow night. And we also have the Greenville County Taxpayers on the 27th, that's Thursday night, at the downtown Greenville Library, as well as the Constitution Party meeting at South Point Baptist Church the same evening. So go to that if you can, any of those meetings if you can. Remember, all the information you need to know about them is on the events tab, under the events tab on the tyrannyresponse.com website. We also want to give a quick plug for the Times Examiner. It is the independent conservative voice of the Palmetto State. If you're tired of reading liberal columnists, check out the Times Examiner. It features outstanding, true conservative and libertarian columnists. Not to say there's no neocons in there. There are some. It supports home and Christian schooling, limited government, free markets, private property rights, gun ownership, Christian values, and our great Southern heritage. You can pick up a copy of the Times Examiner at newsstands around Greenville. Full year subscription to the Times Examiner is only $25 in-state and $27 out-of-state. Phone number to call is 864-268-0576. That's 864-268-0576. 0576 to start your subscription for $25 a year in-state, $27 a year out-of-state. And if you want to place an ad in the Times Examiner, hope you will, 864-859-6817 and ask for David specifically. That's 864-859-6817. You're listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. We'll be back in just a minute.
If you have a question or comment for the show, please dial 864-244-9904, 864-244-8177, or 864-201-6955. Calls are received 7:30 a.m. to 9 o'clock a.m. weekday mornings. If you are listening at any other time, you are listening to a recording. You may also email your questions or comments to questions@policyofliberty.net. A patriot must always be ready to defend his country against his government. Edward Abbey.
Hi, this is Dr. John Coben. Is it okay for a Christian to become wealthy? Did you know that 8 out of 10 Americans will face retirement with little or no savings, even Americans who had good incomes? At Integrity Group, we are dedicated to providing personalized service, finding effective ways to protect and increase your hard-earned money. Integrity Group is an independent financial planning firm that offers a wide range of services. We specialize in finding creative, custom solutions to meet the needs of each individual. Do you have concerns about providing for your retirement? Do you want to ensure that catastrophes like disability or long-term care will not wipe out your savings? Do you need to have your assets protected from creditors? Do you want tax-advantaged growth of your savings? At Integrity Group, we recognize that time passes all too quickly. Sound financial planning is not something to be delayed. Our offices are located at 514 Pettigrew Street in downtown Greenville. Make an appointment with Integrity Group today at 864-244-6464. That's 864-244-6464.
The Patriot Network is a national federation of local clubs devoted to bringing relief to the oppressed American taxpayer. It is based right here in the South Carolina Upcountry and chaired by Dr. John Coben's associate, legendary freedom warrior Robert Clarkson. Visit our website at patriotnetwork.info for full contact information, meeting times, and locations around the South and beyond. That's Patriot Network, one word, .info. There you can also sample many action reports, current and past issues of our newsletter, and mainstream news features about IRS rot, corruption, and incompetence. Find out what our decades-old organization may be able to do to put a stop to your IRS problems. PatriotNetwork.info commends Dr. John Coben on the founding of the Tyranny Response Network and his unique Christian worldview show, heard weekday mornings right here on TRN.
You are listening to TRN, the Tyranny Response Network, 97.7 FM in Greenville, 87.9 FM in Spartanburg, and Liberty, and 96.5 FM in Piedmont.
You're listening to TRN, the Tyranny Response Network, where we comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable.
And we welcome you back to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Here's a story sent in by Stuart Pidd. It says, my son came home today from school with a smirk upon his face. He decided he was smart enough to put me in my place. Guess what I learned in civics, too? That's taught by Mr. Wright. It's all about the laws today, the Children's Bill of Rights. It says I need to clean my room. I don't have to cut my hair. No one can tell me what to think or speak or what to wear. I have freedom from religion, and regardless what you say, I don't have to bow my head, and I sure don't have to pray. I can wear earrings if I want and pierce my tongue and nose. I can read and watch just what I like and get tattoos head to toe. If you ever spank me, I'll charge you with a crime with marks on my behind. Don't you ever touch me. My body's only for my use, not for your hugs and kisses. That's just more child abuse. Don't preach about your morals like your mama did to you. That's nothing more than mind control, and it's illegal, too. Mom, I have these children's rights, so you can't influence me, or I'll call Child Services Division, better known as CSD. Of course, my first instinct was to toss him out the door, but the chance to teach him a lesson made me think a little more. I molded over carefully. I could let this go. A smile crept upon my face. He's messing with a pro. Next day, I took him shopping at the local Goodwill store. I told him, pick out what you want. There's shirts and pants and more. I've called and checked with CSD, who said they didn't care if I bought you Kmart shoes instead of those Nike Airs. I canceled that appointment to take your driver's test. The CSD is unconcerned, so I'll decide what's best. I said no time to stop and eat, or I'll pick up so much stuff to munch. And tomorrow you can start to learn to make your own sack lunch. Just save the raging appetite and wait till dinner time. We're having liver and onions, a favorite dish of mine. He asked, can I please rent a movie to watch on my VCR? Sorry, but I sold your TV for new tires on my car. I also rented out your room to take you take the couch instead. Just a roof over your head. Your CSD requires just a roof over your head. Your clothing won't be new. I'll choose what we eat. That allowance that you used to get will buy me something neat. I'm selling off your jet ski, dirt bike, and rollerblades. Check out the Parents' Bill of Rights. It's in effect today. Hey, Hotshot, are you crying? Why are you on your knees? Are you asking God to help you out instead of CSD? Send to all people, he says, that have teenagers or who already raised teenagers, who have children who will soon be teenagers, or those who will be parents someday, or anyone who just get a laugh. Yes, indeed. Well, if you've raised teenagers, you know that sometimes there can be difficulties as they begin to think that they know so much, and actually they don't. Here's a Able Danger LTC Tony Schaefer personally briefed 9/11 Commission staff. 9/11 Commission cover-up continued. Able Danger LTC Tony Schaefer. This is a huge scandal being largely underreported by the dominant media. The fact that U.S. Army intelligence had identified 9/11 ringleader Mohammed Atta one full year before 9/11, but forbidden by the Pentagon to from giving the intelligence to the FBI for prosecution. The 9/11 Commission staff was personally told by LTC Tony Schaefer about Able Danger in 2003, but nothing was reported about Able Danger in the published 9/11 Commission report. The executive director of the 9/11 Commission staff was Philip Zielkow, a member of the One World Organization, the Council on Foreign Relations. And so anyway, this stuff was not even reported. We know that there's things that go on that no one bothers to even tell anybody else. This came up from Steve down in Colombia. Steve's who fights strongly against abortion there, and that's considered his full-time ministry, is protesting abortion in Colombia as well as other places. Steve LaFemin. I think Steve is also looking for support. By the way, if you want to go and support Columbia Christians for Life, we hope that you'll do so. Just go ahead and give them a ring. You'll have to actually look up on the internet because I don't have their contact information right in front of me here. But Columbia Christians for Life is easy to find on the internet, and we hope that you'll support that great organization. I know that they're struggling now, and it's sad because Christians seem to be just turning a who cares almost attitude towards the millions of children that are being they're aborted every year. Well, here is Vicissimus Knox, Minister of Peace. This was sent up by the research staff, and he says, Christian, is your preacher a minister of war or a minister of peace? It's a horrible blight on Christianity that many of the preachers in America today who claim to be conservative Christians waste their time defending the president and upholding the Republican Party instead of defending the Bible and upholding Christianity. That is a powerful statement. I need to read that again. This is a guy named Lawrence Vance, who's writing, I think, on LouRockwell.com. He says, it is a horrible blight on Christianity that many of the preachers in America today who claim to be conservative Christians waste their time defending the president and upholding the Republican Party instead of defending the Bible and upholding Christianity. I couldn't agree more. This is a wonderful statement, Lawrence Vance, you came up with. It's a tremendous truth. He says, instead of helping their parishioners grow in the Christian life, they help them grow in their admiration for the state. It's so true. He's got it right. That's what evangelicals do. They admire the state. I actually, my article or my comments at the Christian Exodus meeting about being willing to defend myself against federal agents if they came to confiscate guns in the same way that I would have been willing as the, you know, that people were willing at 1775 to defend themselves against the British in Lexington was reported widely in the press, and they added and embellished things that weren't true about what I said. They said I wanted to shoot police officers, and this is not true. Anytime you have a criminal, whether it's a federal agent or a thug, doesn't matter if they're appointed or otherwise, you have a right to defend yourself against them, and that's what my point was. And if we're going to love liberty and stand for liberty, the Second Amendment as Christians and so forth, then we're going to need to be able to defend ourselves and shoot these people when they attack us and come to confiscate our weapons, not just lay down our arms as fools are wont to do who want to go into slavery. But at any rate, I made that comment, and it stirred up lots of controversy. Even at my own church, people were coming up, some pastors, and saying, "Hey, what's this all about? What's going on?" And the question I asked was, "Well, were the Americans justified at the Revolution, the American Revolution?" And one of the answers is, "I don't know. I don't know. I don't know." And they don't know. And I appreciate the fact that they don't know. I mean, there's nothing wrong with being ignorant about some issue. It's sad when we become wrong or wise in our own conceits or having an opinion when we're ignorant. That's foolish. But the pastors were just concerned. It sounded like, whoa, this is like you're maybe losing your main focus here. No, we're not losing our main focus here at all, folks. When we talk about, when we make those kind of comments, especially in passing, we are trying to put balance back into the Christian life, because there is something more to being a Christian than simply being a pietistic worshiper that does whatever they are to do to be obedient to the state and just go along their merry way and do the state's biddings and be good citizens as long as they can go to church on Sunday. No, it doesn't work that way. We as Christians need to transform our world and take an active stand in everything we do, whether it be politics or homeschooling of our children, which Vance here in the article brings up next, talking about this Vicesimus Knox guy who was educated at home until the age of 14, and everybody, of course, and before the public school system, 150 years ago, was educated at home. There would have been some people who had tutors, and maybe they went to an occasional class, but in general, education was a home-based thing. It's been that way for thousands of years until the state stepped in. So, anyway, we see the effects of what Vance is talking about in churches. Even in my own church, I see that, and elsewhere, people that just don't know what to think. And how to think about Christians being active and transforming their culture and repulsing tyranny. Well, here's some more of Vance. He says he was Knox. He was both an advocate of civil liberties and an adversary of offensive war. Knox collected works of letters, sermons, educational writings, and political pamphlets. Take up 7 volumes. That's how much that he's written about it. And he's right. You cannot have an aggressive warfare stance or a cruelty stance like Joseph Fair has and be a Christian. It's not the right thing to do. He says further on here about Knox, and the text of Knox's sermon was the glory of God to the highest and on earth peace, goodwill towards men, Luke 2:14. And he begins by imploring his hearers the following, to consider whether among those who bear rule by power or by example, glory is duly given to God, where they do really promote to the utmost of their power peace on earth, and whether they seem to entertain goodwill towards men in that extent and degree to which the gospel of Jesus Christ requires of all who profess and believe it and who expect the rewards of the pious and the peaceful. He concludes that such is not the case. The picture is sadly shaded with misery. Peace on earth, alas, where is it? Amid all our refinement and the modes of cultivated life, all our elegant pleasures and all our boasted humanity, war, that giant fiend, is stalking over empires in garments dropping with the blood of men, shed by men, personally unoffended and unoffending of men, professing to be love as brethren, yet cutting off each other from the land of the living, long before the little time allotted to them by nature is elapsed, and increasing beyond measure all the evils to which man is naturally and morally doomed at the command of a narrow, short-sighted human policy, and the ambition which, considering the calamity's causes, I must call accursed. Anyway, and skipping down through the article, it's a very long piece, so we're not going to be able to read it all, but let me just grab a couple other sections from it. As much as he hated war, Knox was not a pacifist. Defensive war in the present disordered state of human affairs is sometimes as necessary as honorable, necessary to maintain peace and the beautiful gradations of a well-regulated society. But he believed that, quote, faithful ministers of the gospel are on our part bound by our duty to pray for peace, to promote peace as much as it lies in us, to preach peace, and to call aloud for peace and spare not, even though the instigators to war should frown upon us, and the defiance of the God of peace prepare for battle. It is our indispensable duty. As a minister, Knox's answer to the problems of the world were, of course, Christianity. He didn't look for the state to come in and solve people's problems. And he's right. Yeah, this is absolutely correct, folks. This is the Christian worldview that he's promoting. Christians hate war. We are promoters of peace. The reason we fight is because people try to take away peace from the earth by instilling socialism, secular humanism, Darwinism, whatever other kind of environmental nonsense that goes on, and they aggress us with their crazy false religions. When that happens, we have to defend ourselves, and we defend others and pursue peace by making, paradoxically, by fighting for peace. But other than that kind of fight, other than that kind of defensive fight, there is no call for Christians to be involved in aggressive warfare. Now, we're going to continue this. This is a good topic, so we'll continue it on after the break here. But you are listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. We'll be back in just a minute.
If you have a question or comment for the show, please dial 864-244-9904. 864-244-8177. Or 864-201-6955. Calls are received 7:30 a.m. to 9 o'clock a.m. weekday mornings. If you are listening at any other time, you are listening to a recording. You may also email your questions or comments to questions@policyofliberty.net. A patriot must always be ready to defend his country against his government. Edward Abbey.
Hi, this is Dr. John Coben. Is it okay for a Christian to become wealthy? Did you know that 8 out of 10 Americans will face retirement with little or no savings, even Americans who had good incomes? At Integrity Group, we are dedicated to providing personalized service, finding effective ways to protect and increase your hard-earned money. Integrity Group is an independent financial planning firm that offers a wide range of services. We specialize in finding creative, custom solutions to meet the needs of each individual. Do you have concerns about providing for your retirement? Do you want to ensure that catastrophes like disability or long-term care will not wipe out your savings? Do you need to have your assets protected from creditors? Do you want tax-advantaged growth of your savings? At Integrity Group, we recognize that time passes all too quickly. Sound financial planning is not something to be delayed. Our offices are located at 514 Pettigrew Street in downtown Greenville. Make an appointment with Integrity Group today at 864-244-6464. That's 864-244-6464.
Patriot Network is a national federation of local clubs devoted to bringing relief to the oppressed American taxpayer. It is based right here in the South Carolina Upcountry and chaired by Dr. John Coben's associate, legendary freedom warrior Robert Clarkson. Visit our website at patriotnetwork.info for full contact information, meeting times, and locations around the South and beyond. That's Patriot Network, one word, .info. There you can also sample many action reports, current and past issues of our newsletter, and mainstream news features about IRS rot, corruption, and incompetence. Find out what our decades-old organization may be able to do to put a stop to your IRS problems. PatriotNetwork.info commends Dr. John Coben on the founding of the Tyranny Response Network and his unique Christian worldview show, heard weekday mornings right here on TRN.
You are listening to TRN, the Tyranny Response Network, 97.7 FM in Greenville, 87.9 FM in Spartanburg and Liberty, and 96.5 FM in Piedmont.
You're listening to TRN, the Tyranny Response Network, where we comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable.
And we welcome you back to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. We've been reading this great story, and we're going to go ahead and read some more of it from this fellow, Lawrence Vance. But before we do that, we need to check the weather, so let's do that next.
Right now in Greenville, Spartanburg, it's 39 degrees. Downtown, 37 degrees. Anderson's 45 degrees. Today, partly cloudy. Highs in the upper 50s. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts of wind up to 25 miles per hour. And here's a quote by Indira Gandhi. There are two kinds of people. Those who do the work and those who take the credit. Try to be in the first group. There is less competition there.
Ah, yes. That's right. There is less competition there. Well, we are glad to be able to present great programming to you. We want to remind you, I've got a couple of things before we go on, though. The South Carolina Fundamental Rights Petition to Save Your Private Property is on the tyrannyresponse.com website. If you scroll down under the Related Media tab, you'll find that particular petition there available. And we hope you'll sign the petition. It takes about 30 seconds, and you can put in your vote to save your private property. And it's a petition that tells the South Carolina legislature, look, we believe that rights, and we want you to understand this and decree it, that rights are fundamental. They come from God. They are not the result of the government or the state granting us rights. It doesn't work that way. So go there and sign that petition under the Related Media tab on tyrannyresponse.com today. Also, if you are interested in volunteering for work here at the Tyranny Response Network, we need you. We also need your financial support. So don't be remiss in not supporting us. This is a great work, and we need people to help. None of us receive a salary. We are all do this because we want to serve the Lord in this particular way. We hope that you'll be able to support us either, like I say, financially with small contribution. You can do that by sending it to the address noted at the front of tyrannyresponse.net or tyrannyresponse.com. Right on the front page there's an address, or at policyofliberty.net. There is a PayPal tab if you prefer to use PayPal. For volunteers who have time to just put in a couple hours a week tacking up antennas or making computer networks work or helping promote the Christian Worldview show and even raise money for the Tyranny Response Network, or people who can do the work of substitute producer once or twice a month, we really need to hear from you. Give Chuck a call at 271-6761. That's 271-6761. Or you can also get in touch with us here by email. Go to the tyrannyresponse.com website. Under the contacts tab, there is some information there given with different people's email addresses, and you will be able to email anyone there and just let us know that you're interested in helping. We'd be glad to hear from you then.